With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Joining us right now is John Malcolm. He's the Vice President for the Institute for Constitutional Government. He's also a Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. John Malcolm, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's good to be with you.
We wanted to discuss this special counsel being headed up by Robert Mueller. Given Robert Mueller and James Comey's ties, with Comey now being part of this investigation, a subject in this investigation, is Mueller under any legal obligation to recuse himself?
Well, that's something he's going to have to assess over time. I mean, I don't know whether Jim Comey is the subject or target of an investigation. At the very least, he is a critical witness in this investigation, and it's very, very important that the person leading this investigation either insulate himself in some way or keep any witness, and certainly a subject or target, at a complete arm's length. It is certainly true that Bob Mueller and Jim Comey have a close relationship. I mean, when Jim Comey was the U.S. attorney in New York City, and then when he was the deputy attorney general, he met frequently. In the latter capacity, he met daily with Bob Mueller to receive threat assessments. And then, of course, he was Bob Mueller's successor at the FBI, so they have extensive dealings going way, way back. And he does need to keep him at arm's length. I mean, he is to the extent to which one is looking at what the president did or people around him in their interactions with Jim Comey, Jim Comey is a witness like any other witness, including, you know, subjecting his credibility to, you know, holding that up to a spotlight.
You know, you mentioned that he may have to decide that over time, but it seems like he's already had some interactions reportedly with James Comey ahead of his testimony. Fox News reported at one point that they closely coordinated on that testimony. So it seems to me that there's no chance here that he's considering James Comey the subject of an investigation. He's certainly a witness, though, and that would suggest that maybe they need to create some distance, like you're saying.
Yeah, well, look, the fact that they coordinated about his testimony is not surprising. He was a witness. He is sort of a critical witness in an ongoing investigation. He was testifying in front of Congress, and they wanted to be very careful about what he disclosed and what he didn't disclose. Certainly, if Jim Comey's status changes from witness to subject or target, that changes things. You know, there's no question Bob Mueller has to be very careful. He comes into this position having developed a sterling reputation over decades, so he's got a reservoir of goodwill, and he's got to make sure that reservoir doesn't empty. I mean, it is incredibly important at the end of the day that this investigation not only be fair, but that it be perceived as having been fair by everybody involved. There are already questions being raised about some of the people that he's bringing onto their team and the fact that some of them may have made contributions to Democrats. He's got to be careful about this sort of thing. I mean, the people on the left saying, you know, that's not a big deal. Well, imagine if this were, you know, a team investigating Barack Obama and all of the prosecutors and investigators had heavily contributed to Republicans, or for that matter, if they were investigating Donald Trump and they discovered that the team had donated a lot of money to Republicans. I think people on the other side of the political aisle would be raising the same kinds of questions that some people on the right are now raising.
Yeah, absolutely. And we now know in that testimony, if they did discuss James Comey's testimony before he gave it, we know that he purposely leaked a memo to the New York Times in order to get a special counsel. And gee, lo and behold, it's headed up by Robert Mueller. That right there, for a lot of people, doesn't pass the sniff test. It just doesn't. And James Comey not being ever a subject of investigation, especially with the whole Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton on the tarmac thing, I think a lot of people, if that never comes about, a lot of people are going to scream. And it's not going to be perceived as fair.
Well, I certainly don't think that Jim Comey did himself any favors whatsoever by leaking that memo. It certainly violated FBI policy. It certainly deprived the president of an opportunity which he could well have availed himself of asserting executive privilege. It didn't contain any classified information, so I won't go so far as to say it was a criminal act. But it certainly cast doubt on his credibility and his motivations, and Bob Mueller's got to take that into account. He has said he did this in order to try to get a special counsel appointed. I don't think he had in mind that it was necessarily going to be Bob Mueller. That was something over which he had no control. But it is reason to give pause as to Jim Comey's motivations, which is why I say he is a witness. He's no longer the FBI director. He is just a witness. He has to be handled like any other witness, including subjecting his motivations and credibility to the test.
You know, if Bob Mueller is going to conduct a fair investigation, he may also want to get control of what appear to be leaks coming out of that investigation. The Washington Post now frequently reporting on what government officials say is the direction of this investigation, including to say that they're now pursuing obstruction of justice against the president of the United States, looking into the finances of Jared Kushner. How, knowing what you know about Bob Mueller, how upset might he be that there are leaks going on within the confines of the investigation? Or do you think that he might be party to this in some way?
Well, I'd be shocked if he was a party to it. And, you know, I don't know where the leaks are coming from. They may or may not be coming from inside of his camp. If they are, I assume he will take appropriate measures. But look, I tend to look skeptically at stories involving leaks. But here, I really don't. I mean, Bob Mueller was appointed to look at all things Russian. And if he didn't look at all things Russian, including the president's potential involvement, people would just say he didn't do his job. I would say, though, as a former federal prosecutor, it's a long way from looking into something, conducting a preliminary investigation, to actually leveling charges. I mean, what has been made public so far, right, is that Jim Comey, when he was FBI director up until a month ago, told the president on three separate occasions that he wasn't the subject or target of any investigation. Senators and congressmen have now said in classified hearings they have no evidence of any collusion between the Trump administration and the Russians. Jim Comey also went so far as to say that he considered the Flynn investigation and the Russian investigation, while they touched each other, to be separate, and that the only thing the president talked to him about, and he only did that on one occasion, was the Flynn investigation.
So your radar is up, because what you're suggesting is basically even a cursory inquiry into these basic questions may be overinflated by the press as a full-blown investigation.
Well, look, an investigation's an investigation. It's like being a little bit pregnant. What I'm saying is,
true,
I think there's a long way from saying that you are preliminarily looking into something to saying guilty as charged, and, you know, the guy committed high crimes and misdemeanors and all of the horrible things that can happen to leaders when they violate the law. Looking into a matter because it happens to be within the periphery of the mandate of what you were asked to do, and actually coming to a conclusion that somebody did something wrong is that's quite a distance to travel. Maybe he'll get there, maybe he won't. But I do think that the fact that he's looking into this matter is being blown way out of proportion.
And so we had a caller who suggested that the Republicans, especially since it's broadening out, and now we're going to look at Jared Kushner, the feeling that this is going to be, okay, we're just going to keep going until we find something. And whether we're just going to keep going, there doesn't seem to be any kind of scope of the investigation, that Republicans would be wise to just not show up and not testify voluntarily unless they're being told what is being investigated, what they're being charged with. Don't provide them any papers. Don't help this unless they are being told exactly what they're being investigated for.
Well, they may not have a choice about that. I mean, he does have grand jury subpoena power, and people may be compelled to produce documents and, for that matter, testimony without being told the scope of the investigation. And it is indeed a little bit troubling that all of a sudden he's saying, well, you know, I'm going to look at all of the finances of people around Donald Trump. If it is really narrowly circumscribed to say looking into whether or not the Russians paid bribes to somebody to help them, to induce them to collude with the Russians, or if they had the Russians had information of financial misdeeds, which
yes,
they threatened to expose if there wasn't a collusion to impact the integrity of the election, maybe that's okay. If all of a sudden he's going to say, well, you know, I'm looking at Donald Trump, so I just think I'll look at the financial dealings of all of his associates and keep turning around rocks until I find something, that would be very troublesome.
Sure sounds like it. John Malcolm, thank you, sir, for joining us this morning.